This is the Tom Bigby Tales, and I'm your host, Shannon Evans. I write about a small town in Northeast Mississippi on the Tom Bigby River called Columbus. And sometimes I write about the rest of the state. But today, this is about Lowndes County, in which Columbus lies. I recently attended a press conference for the Lowndes County Sports Hall of Fame. And two or three things actually stuck out to me. One, the board was all men. Two, most of the board members were a bit long in the tooth. They were 75, many of them were 80. And white. There were people of color on, there were three black men that I can think of that were on the board. But the rest were white males. And Nancy Carpenter was seated at their table, despite me being told multiple times she had nothing to do with their board. At the end of their announcements and thank yous, including one to Carpenter for helping the group get started, although that's a bit of a stretch, the board opened the floor to questions. WCBI and the dispatch reporters all asked questions about the inaugural class of inductees, none of which have been announced or apparently selected, and the criteria for selection, which apparently at that meeting was still a moving target. Mostly, the old white dudes were hedging because they claim they anticipate blowback from the community for whoever they do finally choose. It's almost as if they are all more worried about pissing folks off at them personally than getting a selection made to get the ball rolling, as they quickly changed the topics and started talking about their own glory days in sports, including playing with the former coach Billy Brewer back in the day. I digress, like they did. Which leads to my question, why are there no women on the board? Is Nancy Carpenter on the board? I did ask that question. And she is at your board table. I was informed she was not a member of their board. And per Henry Matuszak, who went to answer my question, they had asked the president of MUW to be on their board, as well as the W's previous female athletic director and another woman in the community whose name I didn't catch. And to quote Matuszak, absolutely, they wanted nothing to do with us, end quote. The board's president was quick to point out women were welcome to join their working committees for fundraising and planning the banquet. Now digest that for a minute. While the president meant nothing ill-willed, he was merely trying to shut down Matuszak's angry misogynistic interaction with me, it came across as hollow and less than inclusive. Women appear to be welcomed by this board to do all the actual work behind the scenes to make their first event successful, but not allowed at the nomination review and decision-making table. Gentlemen, it's 2024. Seriously? We do not ask to be included. We demand to be included at all tables. Surely you could have looked further than the W for women to include on your board. What about Sue Dabbs, a nationally recognized sports writer who's retired and lives in Columbus? What about Cynthia Much at the YMCA, who runs and directs so many programs for all people in this community and has been involved in sports in this community forever? Or what about Shelley McElveen, who runs Fly Girls Basketball? I mean, I could think of three dozen other incredible, highly qualified female athletes in this community who would have and probably should have been asked to join the board. But for the next 2 years, per Matuszak's own words, women have no seat at that table. None. What could have been a proud day in Columbus is instead another old boys club. I wonder how many years it will be before any of the contributions of Lowndes County female athletes have made will ever be recognized. I mean, will they even be considered? Will men on that board, that all men's board, see women's sports accomplishments and contributions as noteworthy as those of the more lucrative and often written about world of men's sports? I might have just idly wondered about this and the equity of an all-male board, Because I mean, I know four of the members of that board, and I know them well. They are all four of these gentlemen are fathers of female athletes or former athletes. I would have skewed toward hoping for a fair appraisal of women's nominations at that point. That is, until yesterday, 5 days after attending that press conference, when I got an unsolicited notification of a private message on Facebook. I opened it to find that I was being lambasted by board founder Henry Matuszak for daring to ask him an uncomfortable question at, quote, his press conference. But more importantly, I had posted negatively on my personal Facebook page, something that he found incredibly offensive, a page where he's not one of my friends, about Nancy Carpenter in a second post about the circle of old boys on the board. Apparently, Matuszak decided he needed to randomly stalk my Facebook page, my personal page, and then chastise me in his lengthy note, which he had to do in a message, because my Facebook page is closed to comments from strangers. He wanted to chastise me for not being positive and making my posts on my personal Facebook page political. Wow. One, who sent him my Facebook page post? Because I'm sure he didn't go looking out of the blue. But if he did, why act like a typical creepy male Facebook stalker and not just set up a meeting in person through any of those four board members who know me personally, who I stood at that meeting talking to extendedly? Number three, why does he care what I put on my own Facebook page, my personal social media page? And number four, why is it important that he controls, intimidates me, and makes threats about where I can and cannot be? Let me read this post. You'll find it interesting, I think. Here goes. Hi, Shannon. To answer your question on your Facebook post, I am the one who sought Nancy Carpenter's assistance in hopes of establishing a Lowndes County Sports Hall of Fame. I'm the one who wanted her on the board because her job was to promote Columbus and Lowndes County. You using our organization as a platform to spew hatred towards Nancy Carpenter was uncalled for. If your only interest in our organization is to express hatred toward Nancy, you will not be welcomed at our events. Public events, I can't go because I don't agree with him. As far as your question at the press conference, it was a very inappropriate question. Why are there no women on your board? That's an inappropriate question at a press conference. It had nothing to do with why we were there that day. We were there to announce something positive for the community, for the male community. So, you know, I personally have tried to involve women throughout the organization. And he names the four of the members, all have also tried to incorporate women. Thanks if you have true and respectful interest in what I'm trying to accomplish, but this organization is not going to be used for a platform for hatred. Figure that one out. Well, my response. One, Nancy has done zero to promote Columbus over the last 14 years. She's padded her own pockets and those of her family friends. So really, I did you a favor by stating the obvious. That she will steal your money, like I suspect she has robbed the Butler gift money to either pay her unfunded salary at the foundation or use it for something other than what Miss Dixie intended, i.e., the Tennessee Williams bench. Two, it's a legitimate question to ask at a press conference why there are no women at your board. I think you gave up too easily in your search for women on the board. Your board appears to the public to be a good old boys club, and that is a seriously bad optic in this day and age. Number three, maybe if you actually talked with me instead of at me, you might have an ally for your project. I actually know a lot of history on athletics in this county and especially women's accomplishments. Number four. And if Nancy is so helpful to your organization, other than agree you should have one, what has she actually done to make it successful? Has she written any grants to help you have seed money? They've been in existence for about a year or two now. What fundraisers has she held on your behalf? Using the boardroom and supplying water and coffee does not count. Number five, how does your organization plan to move forward to be inclusive in a public way? This note from you is pretty indicative that you want to muzzle any possible support that does not fall in with what you want, and that you plan to censor what anyone involved says on their own private social media pages. I don't think you really want strong women with significant backgrounds helping you. Clearly, you rather have someone like Nancy who makes nothing but empty promises. Good luck with your endeavors. I'll be over here hoping you succeed despite your best efforts to hamstring the entire operation with a known charlatan in your circle. Don't believe me? Ask her former board members, starting with Quinn Brislin, Joe Beckett, or Whirly Bird. Don't just take my word for it. She was forced to retire or be fired. Have a good day. He did reply, and I'll end fairly soon after this. Thanks for replying. My sole interest in starting this project is to recognize individuals who've made an impact on sports in Lowndes County, period. I don't like our organization being used as a forum to show hatred to other people. I also don't appreciate the reference to us old men seeking to relive glory days. That's another thing that has nothing to do with what Tuesday was about. Most of those you refer to have vast knowledge about sports in Lowndes County, especially Frank Griffin. Otherwise, I appreciate some of the things you just expressed. If you intend to show a respectful interest in what I am trying to accomplish, that's fine. Oh, Henry, we got to think the way you think, and we have to put on our Facebook pages exactly what you want. My response. I see. I have to only do what you want. Got it. And the last half of your press conference was living the good old days of their own experiences. You can't change facts, starting with Mr. Griffin's stories about playing football with Billy Brewer. As a former reporter, Mr. Matuszak, you should know that. I didn't mention anything about you doing what I say. I asked you to be respectful to others and to what we are trying to accomplish in honoring individuals for their accomplishments in sports. I responded, I am respectful. I just happen to believe respect is earned and not given. And he goes on, he's angry about me taking shots at Nancy Carpenter and old men on my Facebook. He's really upset about me putting what I think on my personal Facebook. Why can't you be positive about what we're trying to do instead of tearing people apart? My response. Why do you care what is on my Facebook page? Why do you care about Nancy Carpenter so much? As to old men, you might need some thicker skin to sit on a public-facing board. And he continues on and on and on, because clearly he needs to be correct and in charge of what I say or do. I kind of told him a lot of people better than him have tried to control what I say or do, and it's not really worked out for them. I still say and do what I want. Anyways, the gist of it is, I told him to go outside and enjoy the day yesterday. It was pretty because I was taking up far too much rent-free space in his head. But apparently, he continued. And so do I. You know, I really wanted to support this organization. I do think it could be a positive thing for our community. I have told at least three people on the board that I would help them find and write grants and make a sizable contribution personally and show them ways to raise funds in a community. But now I think I'd be hard pressed to do anything after the behavior of their founder who sits on their board. If my question about the makeup of his board made him so angry that he stalked my Facebook and went out of his way to try and bully me into silence, I question his judgment and temperament as one able to lead or participate fairly in something as important as this in our community. At the very least, he has an obsession with protecting Carpenter. I don't know, maybe she let him sit in that box seats of hers at the Mississippi State football games. Who knows? Maybe she shared her perks with him. But beyond his obsession with protecting Carpenter, what is his thing about making sure I speak, write, and post in a certain way that makes him happy and that he's always correct? Instead of being so thin-skinned, Matuszak could take this as an opportunity to investigate the actual history of the Columbus CVB and their significant downturn in tourism with Carpenter at the head. He could ask some of her former CVB board members about her fundraising abilities and seek out actual numbers of successes or failures. He could also reach out to a broader community to find local athletes, coaches, or college sports recruiters to be on his board to create a more inclusive environment. Women make up 52% of the population. Technically, we should occupy more than 52% of that board if Matuszak would be honest. He missed a great opportunity to make me and other women his organization's greatest supporter and promoter. Instead, he doubled down in his own thin-skinned, misogynistic ego, announcing his exclusive good old boy network is in charge of all things Sports Hall of Fame for the next 2 years. And that's not a good look for Columbus or Lowndes County. I'm sure I'll catch hell for stating the obvious, but honestly, it's about time someone does. I mean, Lowndes County can't have nice things because the folks here can't have difficult conversations. They can't talk about the elephant in the room without getting angry. They want everything to be rainbows and butterflies and positive accolades and totally ignore the giant pile of elephant turds surrounding them and dragging their organizations down. Until public-facing boards and leaders learn to have frank conversations with themselves and the public and listen and respond with something other than a lecture and a "we know best" attitude, nothing in this town will improve or change, including the Sports Hall of Fame Board. I want to thank you for coming on my little podcast, Tom Bigby Tales. Until next time.